Welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten and I'll be your host today. And I am excited to announce that this is our 10-year anniversary. I know, 10 years. So actually that means we've completed 10 years because we started this call on June of 2014. Hard to believe it's been 10 years, and it's so wonderful to have so many of you who have been showing up month after month, year after year. So here we are at the end of 10 years. Crazy. And before we get started, I want to just let you know that tomorrow is World Oceans Day. So it's a great day to just, you know, spend a little more time doing some work for the waters, doing a meditation, whatever appeals to you. But tomorrow is World Oceans Day. So I'm excited today to have Shelly Darling here to lead this call, lead the meditation. And Shelly's, she's a sought-after international dowsing teacher, an author, and a heart resonance mentor. And she knows how to weave ancient wisdom and evolutionary consciousness to bring wholeness to our hearts, our homes, and our landscapes. And she's a co-founder of Loving Waters. And that's a sanctuary and a community for water stewards. And Shelly's passion really is to rekindle our sacred relationship with water, fostering gratitude, love, and respect for our local watersheds, and just for the preciousness of water in our daily life through ceremonies and local gatherings. And her website is lovingwaters.life. So check that out later, lovingwaters.life. It's great to have you here today, Shelly.
Thank you, Mary, and I feel like it's a privilege to be here.
Well, what have you got for us today?
Oh, okay. I was waiting if you wanted to say anything more. So, welcome everyone.
Is there anything else you'd like to share? About any projects you're doing or anything you're up to these days?
Let's just dive into the water, and everyone's here, and so I think I'm just going to you can go to Loving Waters, but also and we're just picking that back up, but you can go to shellydarling.com and learn more about the work that I'm doing with water and the earth and, yeah, how to really come back into that sacred relationship and have our homes and our land support us for our visions and dreams. So, yeah, simple as that
for
right now. I'm
great.
Already in.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. And you can hear me okay?
Yeah. You're coming loud
okay.
And clear.
Okay, great. So, all right, let's just dive in and welcome everyone. Like I said, I feel really privileged to be here on this 10th anniversary. I had no idea. And then also that it's World Oceans Week, where we can really raise our awareness and impact and be a part of really educating those people that might not know as much as we know about water and, really that water is love. And so also I just want to mention in terms of just this timing is, it's also the sixth month, and in the 13 original Clan Mothers, the book by Jamie Sams, it's the month of speaking our truth and really being in that clarity of our living waters, you know, to really be able to stand. And so I want to just begin today taking a few oceanic breaths and really feeling into our fluidity and our sovereignty. And honoring the place in which you stand. So I'm just going to start this call as the way I like to invite people is that I'm Shelley Darling, that I'm here in Bath, Maine, and it's the Sagadahoc, unceded territory of the Wabanaki and Abenaki First Nations people, and living right by the Kennebec River, but really where the Penobscot River, so most people know it as the Androscoggin River, flows into what's called Merry Meeting Bay, meets the Kennebec, and then flows through the chops out to the ocean. And so I want to invite everyone to just take a moment, a breath, and really honor the place where you're standing. You might not know the watershed, and that would be the Androscoggin watershed, but you might not know your watershed, but you do know a river or a creek or some water, and just connecting with that with gratitude and love. And you might not know who were the indigenous people, but may this be a little bit of an encouragement to connect with that, connect with our ancestors of the land. And so that's how we begin this call today, in full remembrance. And a little magical thing happened on my way to coming to this call. I'm actually, oddly enough, sitting in a hospital cafeteria, and I was walking down the hall on my way here, and there was a box of books. And they were all, like, you couldn't see the names except for one book, which was sitting upright, and it was called The Lady of the Rivers. And I think she wanted to speak to all of us, and it's about the mythical legend of Melusina, who was the river or water goddess. And what the essence of what I gathered is that she was an alchemist and she had second sight, which is completely in resonance with what was calling for the movement of this call today. So let's just take a moment and come into our heart, breathing with the fullness of life that's moving, the inner waters that are moving within us. Connecting with the land and the soil and feeling the beauty and love of Mother Earth as she supports us, this beautiful blue planet. And as we breathe in and feel that inspiration, the waters within our mouths and our eyes and our body, we allow our awareness to rise and just connect as a living being, connecting with the great central sun and connecting with our Star Nation ancestors. And this beautiful, I like to imagine this beautiful joy point about a foot and a half above our heads, in this place of connecting in the fullness of the information field, where we become transceivers of information, so that inflow and outflow of our living waters of information. And just breathing into that and feeling that energy light coming back into our heart. And feeling that full connection. And with all of us on the call, we can just visualize and imagine this beautiful web of light and web of love. Moving around the planet through her waters as both stargates and song lines. So bear with me, a few people just sat down next to me. So just connecting with this beautiful movement, this toroidal field of love. So a toroidal field being a counter-rotating energy. And just opening to the guidance and wisdom and love of Melissina, and inviting in this expansion of our inner sight, and taking a moment and just visualizing where your water might, where the headwaters might be, and how this beautiful cycle of life, this flow of water, moves, not only inside of our skin, but outside through the atmosphere. And begin to allow ourselves to move into the deeper waters of our soul, our spirit. And the invitation today is to, we spend a lot of time being very aware of all the different whales and the orcas and the humpbacks and the blue whales, and we read about them so much of the time. But today what really called was this dolphin called the Susu dolphin that lives in the Ganges. And this dolphin, as well as the Indus dolphin, are considered blind. They too have to use their senses, their ultrasonic senses, through sound, echolocation. And so today we're just navigating with this beautiful dolphin that only lives in a small freshwater river and only limited now to just one part of the waters. But this dolphin is of that essential wisdom. And she calls, and she's calling each one of us. And just allow ourselves to just be floating, open, open to this ancient dolphin species, even considered endangered, an endangered cetacean, fully blind, yet fully awake and alive. And she has a message for us today. And just allow yourself to soften your body, open your heart, open your mind, and move from our oceanic consciousness to the river's blessing. Feeling the tidal movement. And allowing ourselves to just soften. And just as we've experienced, many of us recently, that amazing solar eclipse, and for some, the northern lights, moving into a larger atmospheric consciousness. And still staying fully embodied, fully aware. And as you begin to swim up this river, begin to be aware of movement, of sound. These dolphins have just a pinhole where light can enter. But they have a high level of resonance. And she has something that she's guiding us through this water. and allow ourselves to just move through even the barrages that have been placed by humans. There is no limit to this unconditional presencing and love. Moving from these light receptors. And now we open to Melusina, who shows up in her heavenly cloak, her energy, her light, her wisdom. And we're just moving with them both, because they become one. They are one, as we are one with water. And in this liminal space, we're tracking the energy, the light, and the movement between these dams or barrages, which for the most part water can't go through. To take a moment and to notice what might be holding you back from the fullness of your connection with this light. What barrages are being held within your living system? And how is this dolphin here? What is her message? And so we'll just take a few moments just to feel the light, the energy. Notice whether there's any density to this water. And remembering that we are transceivers, which means those thought waves, those energies are going both, are moving multidimensionally. And you might have a question for her. Something that has been moving within the deepest part of your soul. Just as these waters, the Ganges, are so thick and but we get to look upon this with new light, with the light of these the Susu dolphin, this gifted seer who's bestowing upon us today some added sensate dimensions, some wisdom that's carrying us through these times that are chaotic and in any disturbance, this light penetrates. What images do you see? And if need be, dive a little deeper. Feel the banks of this river. And just now bringing your love, your light, clearing these waters. Each one of us here is a gift to the Susu dolphin as well. Clearing any limitations. Noticing if there's any clicking going on, storytelling. And one aspect of the gift she's bringing is the gift of knowing. We're learning about trust, but she's here to bring us deeper, to closer to ourselves, so that we can move from our wholeness, our oneness, giving of us a gift that we might bring back with us into our everyday life. So just take a few moments and get a little playful. Swim with her, dance with her. Notice how she spins. Notice the ripples, the eddies, the ebb and flow. And honoring the intelligence of nature, the intelligence of love, showing us the way, informing us, attuning to this universal presence. And begin your way now, swimming back out the river towards the delta, towards the ocean. Knowing that you're carrying this essence, this essential self, this beautiful cetacean energy with you. Notice how far she swims with you. Swimming through light, energy, allowing yourself to expand, noticing the sky, the clouds, as you surface for that breath, of life. Notice the formations. A sense of purpose, a sense of peace. Maybe even a sense of peace that hadn't been fully embraced. And begin bringing yourself back into your body, connecting again, beginning to with the shore, the shoreline. Notice the sense of certainty as you begin to come up on the shore, standing once again on the landscape of your home, of your people, of your nations. Taking a moment to give gratitude to the spirit of water and how she always informs us, how she always nurtures us, and always comes when we ask her. Orient yourself to the trees, the plants, the animals. Become aware of your heartbeat as it resonates with the mother. The mother's heartbeat. For her heartbeat, her love is, its inherent essence is to unify. And if you've gathered a gift from that Susu dolphin, and maybe this new energy of Melusina, the river goddess, my sense is she's wanting to make herself known to us, to invite her into our lives in this beautiful alchemy of love. I'm just taking a moment to begin to gently open your eyes wherever you are. Coming back into the space, feeling the connection of the all these beautiful, beautiful beings on this call. And the celebration of life, the celebration of these 10 years, and the impact that it's been making in each one of our hearts. And now we just all turn and just send our love and gratitude to Mary and to David and all those who listened to the spirit of their waters and responded to that call with their trust and their knowing. And just feel that light of love just rise and tingle and sparkle and glisten. And with that, I'm going to take a moment and invite everyone just for a minute of silence. And then coming full, I pass this beautiful feather back to Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelley. That was beautiful. And I love this little...
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, Shelley, great. it's always something. Yeah, it was beautiful just having that moment of silence at the end to kind of integrate. That's how it felt to me, like we were integrating with that beautiful being, the river dolphin. I love that. So thank you. Thank you so much. It was beautiful to meet this dolphin and this river goddess. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so is there anybody who would like to share a little bit or have a question for Shelley? You can star six to unmute yourself and then tell us your name.
And Mary, I would just invite people, like if you were given or gifted a message, that would be for all of us. So feel free to share that as well.
Great. Sure. Okay. Perfect. Anybody
Hello.
back in their body? Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Allison, and I was muting and unmuting myself when she was talking. Do you
Okay.
want something else for us to say? I missed it.
Oh,
Anyway, I'm Allison.
hi,
Is there
Allison.
something
Do you
else
have
you
something
wanted
you
us
want to
to say?
share?
Yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to share?
Yes. I got, well, obviously with the goddess and the dolphin, sort of the divine feminine aspect is coming up, and I wanted to say happy anniversary and deepest gratitude for you all changing the world. I mean, you've called us all, and we've come and alchemized and actually healed ourselves and the waters and made a difference in this evolution and ascension process. And then I saw, even though with this amazing dolphin with a pinpoint of light and a seer with the sonar and all the gifts, to me was like a living example of seeing everything as divine, the negative, the positive, all of it, because it's all part of all that is. So thank you for that. That was amazing.
Thank you. That was
I'll get off
beautiful.
now.
Yeah. Will somebody have a message they got from the dolphin or the goddess that they'd like to share?
This is Bonnie Blue calling her. Hello?
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, hi. There's some cars behind me, so I hope you can hear me.
We
Well,
can
I've
hear
been
you.
no oh yay. I noticed a lot of synchronicities in life, and this morning I gazed upon a sculpture of Mel Lucina. And I it's made by a local artist. Hadn't looked at it in years. So I thought that was fascinating. So it was beautiful, Shelley, to go on your journey with her and the river dolphin. And the message I received was I went deep down into the depths of this river in darkness and pulled back these beautiful, well, maybe they were tears, but I feel like they were pearls. They looked like pearls, and they represented to me like leaving behind that darkness and pulling the pearls out of it. And it kind of represents a lot that's going on in my life right now. So finding the pearl. So I really appreciate, and of course my dog's name is Pearl too, so there's a connection. I love the synchronicities and the journey was so beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm grateful.
I think that's so beautiful because it's so what's needed at this time, you know. I mean, I thought it was so interesting. I was being guided to go to this deep, muddy water, you know, and to find that the pearls and how these dolphins are so they are to me, when I even see a picture of them, and if you haven't seen a picture of them, go look. They don't really, they have a little, it's almost like a hump of a dorsal fin, but you know that that's really beautiful. Thank you. I'll take that with me into my day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And girls, too.
Oh. There's somebody else. Everybody's all blissed out.
I think for me, like, I didn't expect for me that the two would sort of, you know, in its essence, merge together. And I think, and that was something that I got too about the divine feminine. And I just want to mention this because I, you know, I only got this, saw this book for like 5 minutes before the call, but when I opened it up, it was talking about how it immediately starts where this woman who has, who eventually I'm assuming identifies with Melusina, has the same traits, and she's sitting in a, she walks into this prison where Joan of Arc is being held, and there's this whole scene of her giving Joan of Arc the freedom, but asking her to not run away. But Joan of Arc says, no, I actually can't agree to that. And I think this whole thing about this time of truth, you know, and those pearls, like to really, really hold true. You know, Joan of Arc was this amazing, young, courageous heart warrior. And I feel like that is part of the, you know, what's moving right now is like that's part of this divine feminine message, musing of like to be able to really hold true to those pearls of wisdom that not only are, they're not separate from us or who we are. And I think that we're beginning to do this as a collective. And this call also represents that, you know, that we're all these pearls and that we together bring this, you know, we support each other in the greater truth of love and of consciousness. So I don't know, there's something that moving here that I feel like will still continue to unravel itself today because it's such a surprise, you know, that, and I loved how, I'm trying to remember who said it, but and how is it possible that she was gazing upon, you know, a sculpture of this goddess, you know, like, so all those little confirmations saying, you know, open and receive these synchronicities as the living, as living miracles of life, you know. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, beautiful. Oh. Okay, is there anybody else that has something to share? And if not, we will just close out the call. All right. It feels like everyone is
just quiet.
Complete. Yeah. It happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome. So, yeah. Well, I think we'll just close then for today. Thank you so much, Shelley. That was really wonderful. And I know it was kind of tough for you to find a place to do this today when things are happening around you, but it worked out fine. It was absolutely beautiful. And I could hear people in the background once in a while, and I was just imagining them sitting on the river as we were going by.
There's a good.
Right. Yeah, I was like, oh, there's people on the shore of the river. So it was fine. And so our next gathering will be on the first Friday of July. That's July 5th. And our dear friend Jillian Rutledge will be leading the meditation. And some of you know Jillian. She's a dolphin dancer and a breathwork master. So, yeah, Jillian will be here next month. So I look forward to hearing you all on the call then. And in the meantime, please have just a super wonderful month. And don't forget to celebrate World Oceans Day tomorrow.
Right.
So I'm going to unmute you and we can all have our chaotic goodbye and have a great day. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, Shelley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Big hug. Blessings and gratitude.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing us to me and to the main rivers. Thank you.
I haven't figured out how to get off the call. I think you're just going to have to end it. There's no way to get off on the computer.
All right.
Honestly.
Bye, Shelley. Right. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.